Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the dick spill. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
The reason we asked, how long were you trapped? This is a doozy. A woman who said she'd been trapped in an elevator since Friday was rescued Monday morning by New York City firefighters, according to Fox News. No. Firefighters responded to the building on East 65th in Manhattan around 10 a.m. and rescued the woman who was stuck between the second and third floors. The unidentified woman was transported to a local hospital. She is in good condition, according to fire officials.
Yeah,
that
she's
is all
pissed.
The news. She was
That's
trapped
brutal.
From Friday night till Monday morning in an elevator in her apartment building.
Random.
In her apartment building?
Yep. Random.
Wow. Dude, that happened to me the other night. I didn't get stuck in it, but I heard like all this noise. I'm on the ground floor outside my apartment.
Right.
And I'm like, that's kind of weird. But sometimes I'm just like, I'm not opening the blinds. I don't want to deal with it.
Sure.
And then somebody started buzzing in my place. I'm like, who the hell is out there? This is the fire department. Somebody was stuck in the elevator.
What do they want you to do?
They just want me to let them in.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
So then I stood there and I said, I got to see how this plays out, boys. I've got to see how this plays out.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hola. Ryan, welcome to the program and the random question. All right, Ryan, this is kind of an interesting question, but looking back on all the places that you've been, all the things that you've done, what is one crazy thing that has happened in a place that you have been previously? One crazy thing that's happened in a place that you've been previously?
In a place that I've been.
For an example,
I think the craziest thing that happened, there was a point in my life where I was homeless, and I was sleeping in this homeless shelter in South Central LA, and I ended up getting linked up with some people who were really crazy, really nice, and then I saw a crazy side come out of them. Like, we were in Venice Beach, and we were getting on this bus that would take us to the homeless shelter at night, and this guy was fighting over this chair, the last chair on the bus, and he took his shirt off, and on the back it said Compton Crip. And this was the guy who was nice to me and was showing me around, and I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? And yeah, I think that's the craziest thing that's happened to me.
Okay, all right.
How long were you homeless?
Just a couple months. I was really more so running away from home. I chose to be homeless.
All right. I mean, a couple months is all you need. And listen, from one former homeless guy to another, no offense, I would rather be in goddamn Los Angeles homeless than be in Baltimore in the winter.
It was nice and warm.
What helped you to get out of that situation?
Compton Crip
was
on the back.
Was a person an opportunity? You know?
Trust me, man. There's always a moment where you're like, yeah, I don't need to be a part of this.
No, there was this pastor who went to the Ferris wheel in Santa Monica every Sunday, and I went there and he helped homeless people, and he bought me a Greyhound ticket back to Seattle. It actually got me into rehab too.
Damn.
Okay.
And yeah, it was crazy.
Did your family take you back in after you went to rehab and came home?
For a little bit while I was waiting for rehab, they took me back in, but it ended up being best for me to get out of the house I was living in.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. If you left it in the first place, that would stand to reason it wasn't awesome when you got back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, what do you do now? I'm just curious.
I'm an iron worker. I'm actually riding with the crew right now.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
All right, man. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy thing that
you
happened.
Spoke to Iron Man.
Any crazy thing happened in any place that you have been previously? I think the craziest place that I've been where something really messed up happened was the Pentagon.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to think of a place where I've been in, you know what I mean? Took a tour one time, and I was like, you know, like with a bunch of school kids. And then later on, that was a pretty crazy thing that happened there.
Washington, D.C. in general.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? Been there, but.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, right, like just growing up in D.C., there's a ton of history there.
Right.
So there's a bunch of different stuff. But
there's different protests and things can spiral out of control. But, you know, it almost becomes the norm when you live there, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christ, there were, before Columbine, believe it or not, there were school shootings. I went to two of those schools. It was the third story on the local news. It didn't make national news for anything. And to be honest with you, kind of because of that treatment and the way things kind of shook out there at that time in that city, you didn't give it much thought. If you're like, it was harrowing, it's a little mm-hmm. bit strange, it's not, but no one was ever surprised. And typically the person who got shot, everyone knew 2 weeks in advance
sure.
that the person who was going to kill them was going to kill them because they said, I'm going to kill you. And you knew that these people meant it when they said it. But then as I got older and Columbine happened, and now it happens, what, every goddamn week because it's the thing to do. Looking back, you're like, Jesus Christ, I cannot believe, like, that's where I went to school. It's two different goddamn schools mm-hmm. in the same city, but it didn't mean anything.
Sure. I think about that stuff a lot, just like going to a different place or whatever. Even, like, hell, touring the USS Midway and all the different history and all the stuff.
Sure.
Like, all the things that happened on that boat. You know what I mean? It's just crazy when you walk around and think, like, man, this is a pretty big piece of history.
Well, this has nothing to do with that, but the reason we asked what crazy thing happened in a place you've been, Anchorage police said Monday a suspect named Frankie Warner Wilhoit was charged with assault and was also arrested for an outstanding felony warrant. Why? Anchorage police are investigating a stabbing involving a knife and a sword at the Fifth Avenue Mall on Sunday evening. According to police, two men who appeared to know each other got into an argument in the mall's food court. Mall security separated the two and escorted one of them out of the mall, but he returned to the food court and the fight continued. At that point, police say the man who had remained at the food court drew a knife and stabbed the other man in the upper body. The victim, in turn, was able to grab a sword from the suspect and swung it, causing a superficial wound on his leg. The two then continued their confrontation down to the third floor when they became separated. Shortly after that, two officers in the parking garage saw an adult male with an axe and swords who began to run. Officers then caught him and took him into custody, where they heard a call from dispatch stating that there had been a stabbing at the mall. Police say the victim was transported to a hospital for treatment and that the wounds resulting from the fight are non-life-threatening. Yes, a knife and sword fight in the downtown mall in lovely Anchorage, Alaska.
And we have, in fact, been to that mall. As I recall, I don't know if it's still there because they've fallen on hard times, but a Sears was there and a Macy's, if I remember that correctly.
Ooh, a Macy's.
We were drunk as hell, and I was smoking in the mall. It's a non-smoking mall.
I was smoking. We were both smoking.
Why were you in the mall?
Because it was a shortcut between the two roads. You could walk.
You could walk through the mall.
That was my question.
No, honestly, it's a shortcut.
What the hell are you doing?
Everyone talked. They said, "Hey, man, just go through the mall. You can get where you're going faster." The first time there, so we're walking through. We're both smoking cigarettes, and like I said, we're hammer drunk. It occurred to us, like, "Oh, S man, like we can't smoke in here." So we didn't butt them out, but we hit them. Walked through the mall.
Through the mall real fast.
But I would just think.
Why would you put him out?
When we got to the other side of the mall. Yeah, we was like, all you had to do is
we're not
going to
litter, Ted.
It was a block long, and then you got on the other side.
So you just palmed him, huh?
Yeah, you just palmed him.
You got it.
That's
you got
exactly
the move.
What we did.
How are you allowed to stay in a mall if people can see a sword on you? Right? Even if you have a carry permit, you can walk around with your gun. I just feel like when you have a sword, like, there's something different about that. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody with a sword, though, I feel like the mall is the proper place to run into them.
Why?
Because it's weird. The mall is weird now.
I feel like Walmart, maybe, because Walmart's just like, look, come as you are. We don't care, right? If you don't mm-hmm. commit a crime, we pass no judgment.
I'm just saying, nowadays, I feel like the mall still brings out some interesting characters.
It does. It does for sure. But
yeah, and people who like kids.
Random. I remember going to a food court. Now, granted, it was kind of a shady mall. But then the last time I went there with my cousins, like, we watched like a riot in that food court.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not good, because that's a happy place for me. There's so much good stuff in the mall food court.
Right, man. Fight anywhere other than the food court. You can't get, like, Annie's cookies anywhere else, man. Hello, KJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
Hola.
Good morning, KJ. Let's go with this one. KJ, what would you say has been your worst driving fail in your life? When did you just completely mess up? Yeah.
Oh, man. Boy, that's a good question. I haven't been into too many accidents. Does riding an animal count as a driving fail?
Sure.
If you're driving the animal.
And you failed.
Yeah. So I'm a bigger dude. I'm like 5'11". I weigh like 240. And in 2008, my wife and I visited some friends that worked as missionaries in Ethiopia. And one of the cities that they took us, they asked us if we wanted to take a mule ride up the side of a mountain. And so when I thought mule, I thought big mule like in America, like, you know, the horse and the mule, and it creates this, like, Tyrannosaurus Rex mule. But they ended up just being donkeys. And so a part of that ride, which lasted like 3.5 hours, was we were on sheer rock face at like a 45 degree angle. And all I could think about was the death clutch that I had on the mane, the fact that I wasn't steering the animal anymore, and that there's no texture on hooves.
Do you think that you would have been better off walking, or did you trust the mule more so than you trusted yourself? Because at that point, I'm like, I'm off this bad boy.
At that point in time, I think I was too scared to even move off the mule.
Right.
But I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience where, like, you've gone up a hill and then back down a hill. It felt like it only took 30 minutes to get back down, but for some reason on those mules, it took 3.5 hours to get up on this, like, sheer rock face that I was quite sure I was going to die on. And I actually had that thought. I was like, this is going to make a pretty funny story at my funeral.
Did you death by right, mule down right. the side of a mountain?
Everyone will laugh except me. How relieved
yeah,
were
exactly
you?
That's exactly right. It'll make for a great story in my longevity.
How relieved were you to get to the top? And then with that, when it was time to go back and you have to get back on this thing and go back down the exact same sheer rock face, I mean, were you essing brakes or were you a little more used to it on the way back down?
So when we got to the top, I had that like moment of like all the blood recirculating through my body. There's actually a picture of me at the top, and I'm like the whitest that I could possibly be just from being so terrified. And then they let the mules go, and we walked back down. And like I say, it was like we walked back down a really long set of stairs that only took like 30 minutes, 45 minutes to get down. I'm like, why did we just go up this way?
I guess up is harder than going down, man. Mm-hmm. Would you do it again?
I guess, yeah.
Would you do it again?
So at the top, it was a pretty meaningful moment. I was actually looking down on this really small village in Ethiopia called Lalibela. And as it would turn out 2 years later, I would return to that village and adopt a little girl from that village. So it was a pretty meaningful moment. Would I do it again? Yes, if it had that same outcome for that moment. Would I do it again just to do it? Absolutely not.
So you have to adopt a kid to make that trek worthwhile.
Did you name your daughter Princess Fiona?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Justified the means, that's okay. For sure.
All right.
Reason we asked, what is the worst driving fail? Motorist identified as Corey Langan of Columbus, Nebraska, was pulled over by Connecticut State Police for driving 17 miles south in the northbound lanes of I-395. 17 miles going the wrong direction. 35 different motorists called 911 to report the wrong way driver. At about 1:30, he narrowly missed multiple state police vehicles as cops attempted to head him off. Eventually, they put down some drop sticks. He still kept driving the wrong way on deflated tires. Eventually, his car came to a stop as a cruiser got in front of him and slowed him down. Charges against Langham include reckless driving, second-degree reckless endangerment, driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. He was released on bond. That's amazing. 17 miles in the wrong direction on an interstate, and no one got in, got injured or died or anything else.
That is amazing.
There you go. On a random question. Question still to come. Your guess is as good as mine. We'll review some men's room rules, and we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
As far as our random question is concerned, couple, what concert did you miss and why? Missed Kiss a few years ago when they were playing the Toyota Center in Kennewick. I had front row seats, was taking my then 12-year-old son to see the band, head out on I-90 and get past North Bend, and a sign says, the pass is closed. I look at my son and say, it's July. Why would the pass be closed? Long and short, fatal accident in Cleellum closed both east and westbound lanes. We sat there for 2 hours and never did make it to the show. Needless to say, we have tickets for the Tacoma Dome.
Well, there you go. You know, yeah. It's a farewell tour, so you can only have like 7 or 8 more chances to see him.
Dude, I missed the NFC Championship game because somebody I knew was going to sell me a ticket at just face value, right?
All right.
But the girl I was dating at the time was like, no, we should watch the game together. So I skipped the game.
Find a ticket.
It's the one where Richard Sherman has the tip against the Niners. It's his famous game. I'm screaming when they win. She comes out of her bedroom because she didn't even stay awake for the game. She took a nap.
Oh, no.
See? Yeah. Man, don't do it.
Guys, I ran away from home the week before my 17th birthday. I stashed my hockey equipment and textbooks, no clothes other than one pair of boxers in my equipment bag, which I still have. Relied on friends after the fact, tried to smuggle out most of my important possessions in a sleeping bag, but was thwarted and had to leave. My brother got the sleeping bag out later, but none of what was in it. Since then, I've lost 99% of what I owned on 3 separate occasions yet, other than the textbooks, still have all that. As a result, I'm not a hoarder, but I really only keep in value things that only have importance and worth to me. That from Jay. Hola, naked ladies. A few years ago, my mom took me to see Kenny G at the fair. Sorry. I like Kenny G, so I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Then I looked at the schedule of guests they had that year and discovered that Weird Al had been there a couple days prior. I was so mad at my mom. I like Kenny G. I love Weird Al. I still give her grief for that choice. That from Melinda in Spanaway. I believe that Weird Al's coming around.
I heard that.
I want to say he's playing the Paramount, but I don't know. Because I saw it, I was like, I got to go to that.
He's going
to
sell out in 5 seconds.
Yeah, he will. Any comments, by the way?
There's one really interesting one. You were saying, oh, God, what was the question? Like, a place you've been, and then you found out something crazy happened.
Yeah.
This one, a guy says, I worked a Hollywood party about 20 years ago. Turns out it was the house that the Menendez brothers killed their parents in.
Huh.
God damn,
see,
man.
That's crazy stuff.
Who's the baseball player? Some baseball player, or basketball player. Their card came out, or they just found this old card, and the Menendez brothers are in the background of his playing card.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a little weird,
man.
Weird.
Well, they were super rich. They had courtside seats.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, moving on to birthdays. Guys, today's my grandson, Maverick. He was brought into this world today. So can I have the dirty Germans giving him some worldly advice on all the things to come? That from Buck.
Yeah, welcome to the world. It is all downhill from here.
Yes. You're born now. Enjoy this life.
Guys, I hope I'm not too late to wish my beautiful daughter an amazing birthday, along with an owl hitting the window, followed by a what the F is that, Jay, and maybe a little phone dong. Her name is Erin.
Oh, my God. What the F is that, bro?
Old Men's Room, I'd like to send a birthday shout. It's been a while for the phone dog. Shout out to my son, Cody. He's 8. He is an avid bad jokes listener and has quite the material of his own.
Excellent.
8-year-olds normally do. He is a huge Swedish Chef fan and would love to hear an owl hitting the window and you guys talking all over yourselves about the Swedish Chef and his kitchen tools. You guys are the best. Appreciated. That from Dave. Swedish Chef.
But I'm going to go ahead and guess that some of his best work is at IKEA.
That's exactly what I was thinking. But just today, our sweet little baby girl made her 21st trip around the sun. She loves listening to you guys. How about a original fish sandwich, your penis is too small, and a suck-it-up cupcake? We are so proud that she is studying to be a family and consumer science teacher. Have a great day, kiddo. Love, Mom and Gerald.
Fish sandwich.
Give a birthday shout-out to Mr. Neil Larson. Hell of a great guy and great friend. Let's give him a andro penis, an explosion, and a woman scream. We love you, Neil. That from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy and the Mrs. Amy Jean.
Andro penis.
What the hell else do they want on there? Sorry.
Explosion.
Oh, I gotcha.
Explosion.
And a woman screaming.
By the way, that woman, just so you know, little known fact, that woman screaming would be Steven Tyler's daughter and actress Liv Tyler from the commercial. Oh, man, it's a movie. She's in a cabin and some people with some masks are outside. Damn it, that's all I remember.
It was a popular movie back in the day.
It wasn't Scream.
It was not Scream, no.
Okay. All the men's room today is my girlfriend Angela's 28th birthday. Please sing her the birthday song. She also wants to hear the dirtiest Germans as well. Been a long time podcast listener. Thank you, guys. From her BF No.
Yeah, for your birthday, I give you a new job. You will be working now in agriculture. You will come here and plant tulips.
Yes, and of course, I will handle you and treat you like the hoes that you are in this garden.
Yeah, our garden hole.
Yeah, get in here.
All Bitches, my amazing number one son, Zach, is taking his 29th trip today. Amazing son, brother, and father to my adorable grandson, Kane, the kick-ass electrician. Please give him a birthday shout-out. Love Mama, Con, and Austin. How about a suck-it-up cupcake? And you guys talking all over yourself about hockey, since he and his brother are going to a tips game. We love you. Make our days. Thanks, guys. Love Lisa, and Lisa from Squim.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Wait,
what, man? I really got a team coming. One of the things I did, I bought season tickets for. I got to win 2021 season. I'll be there. Everyone needs the freaking tickets because I can't make every goddamn game. But I'm going to try.
All of the bitches that keep me in stitches, the men's room, best radio group show ever. I'm the big 5'4 today and would love to hear, oh, God, the dirty Germans. Please. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, 54 years old. We will treat you like royalty and kiss your brown crown.
Yes, it's 54 reminds me of football. Maybe I'll come over and Brian your Urlacher.
Yeah, same bald head. Stocky.
54 just seems like, isn't that like standard linebacker number?
That is linebacker. Anywhere right. From 51 to like 57.
Right? Yeah. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
We're going to get tested online for a profile. This we will take caller 9 right now, 844-999. Ola, we've got your guess is as good as mine. Jesus Christ, coming up here in just a couple seconds. Okay, a couple extra emails. Holy S, tonight my wife made beer cheese soup with Men's Room Original Sausage from Uli's World Famous Sausage. It was absolutely delicious. Uli is the man, so are you guys. What a delicious meal. So glad I finally got to try the sausage that everyone has been raving about. What a great experience. Thank you, everybody. That from Dan. I bet that is good. Beer cheese soup, man.
Yeah, that just sounds good, man. I'm in.
Delicious.
I feel like you got to get a nice bread or a pretzel to dip in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing you always remember that involved a knife? My story doesn't involve a knife per se, but a machete, which is really just a big knife. I was walking into my house about 4 a.m. and I just put my key into the lock and I heard a noise behind me. I turned around to see some guy running at me with a machete raised like a sword. Unbeknownst to him, I have my CWP and carry it everywhere I legally can. So I drew my pistol and I fired at him twice. He stopped dead in his tracks, dropped the machete, and took off around the house. I chased him around the house till I couldn't see him again. Then he started banging on the door to get my brother to let me in because I'd left my keys in the lock at the other door. My brother let me inside and called the cops while I checked the house to make sure he hadn't gotten into any unlocked door or window. Four different police agencies started combing the area with dogs, seeing if they can find him, but no such luck. They think I missed because if I'd hit him, the dogs would have gotten a scent from his blood. Sad thing was, the machete was mine that he had stolen out of the trunk of my car.
Oh, that's crap.
Stay beautiful. That from Joel. Joel, how did you miss a guy charging at you on two shots?
I don't know, man. I got to think your adrenaline is...
One more. Gentlemen, in regards to what is the worst thing that you've ever had to clean up, years ago in my early adult life, I worked as a busboy at an all-night diner during the bar shift, midnight to 6 a.m. Nearby was one of the largest country and western bars in the city, and there was always an interesting crowd of drunkards during my working hours. One night during a specially rowdy bar shift, my manager came out of the restroom looking pale and green and said there was something in the bathroom that I needed to take care of.
Oh, no. Not good.
I walked in to find what looked like someone had a firecracker stuck in their organ, and it had gone off. The urinal on the wall surrounding it, about 2 feet, splattered in blood, and ground was covered in blood as well. I walked out of the restroom, found my manager, and told him that he would have to find another busboy if I had to clean that up. Needless to say, he called my bluff, and I needed the job. So two pairs of gloves and a face mask later, there I was, cleaning up pints of someone's blood from the urinal and the bathroom floor. I never found out what it was exactly that happened, but I'm not sure that I want to. I saw and cleaned a lot of very gross things as a busboy working that bar shift, but that was by far the worst. That from Sick Boy Dan. Honorary Men's Room Linguist. so to speak.
When Sick Boy says something is too sick for him to want to clean up, you know it's bad.
Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's a needs a game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You got two categories to pick from. And then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Well, he's coughing a little bit because there's something stuck in his throat, but his name is John Miles. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
John, are you going to make it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, one of those smokers.
I gotcha. All right, John, both your categories today are dealing with food. We have for you the top 10 food allergies in the United States. And as I say, depending on where you live, you might be exposed to different things combined with your immune reaction to them. But these are the 10 most popular food allergens in the United States. Then we have a list of 10 free foods that we get at work. The study asked 5,200 office workers and cataloged all the food that they got at work in just 1 week for free. And here are the 10 most common. So, John, are you going to go with the 10 food allergens or the 10 free foods that people get at work?
I'm going with the 10 free foods that you get at work.
All right. Now, John, keep in mind, this is not all places of employment, and some of these are going to piss you off once you find out that other people get these free products at work. But nonetheless, these are the 10 most common free foods that you get at work. Either they supply them or people bring them in.
Does beverage count?
And drop them off. Absolutely. It's a big, big deal. Beverage is just as big as food on here.
And I would have to think coffee.
So my John, turn, right? Yeah, this is free food.
Okay, so today my girlfriend cooked up some gingerbread yesterday. I took some into work, so my first guess is going to have to be gingerbread, even though I know it's not going to be honest.
Gingerbread?
No. Gingerbread.
Are you seriously going to put that? That's your guess.
All right, yeah. I got my shout out.
Santa,
oh my God. Oh my God, John.
You better get laid tonight, John.
Jesus Christ.
Gingerbread. Think Santa made this list?
All right, so my next guess would be donuts.
Good call.
That would seem like something that would be always there for free. No! What? Not donuts!
What?
I feel like donuts are the most pervasive.
Yeah, that was my first guess.
I think it might be where we work.
Okay, how about a hamburger?
Nope, no place offers free hamburgers.
I mean, I like where your head's at. Free donuts and free burgers.
I mean, donuts, man, I don't even know what to think of besides that.
And I'm just going
to
tell you right now.
Coffee. Coffee's got to be on there, dude.
A lot of works will have coffee machines.
Yep, I get coffee every morning. I'll have to go with coffee.
Coffee's number one.
All right.
Is the number one food that you get for free at work. Again, the study looked at about 5,200 office workers. They cataloged all of the food they got at work in just 1 week. These are the 10 most common free foods that you get at work. And you know what, John? Sandwiches does come in at number 4. That's not a hamburger, but it's close enough. I'm going to give you that one, all right?
All right.
So now you've gotten two out of the 10.
Miles is being kind because you opened this with gingerbread.
Just so you can get a
You
shout
are
out
the Rudy of the Notre Dame football team.
That you already live with and can talk to. So I kind of figured there might be a little slowness going on.
I got it twice this morning, so...
You didn't need to say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have been like, her gingerbread sucks.
For some reason, I'm thinking about beef jerky now.
God, do you think so? I don't know about
that. No, jerky's not on the list. Maybe chips?
Okay. I wouldn't think so.
Shit.
Would a broad category be all right, or has it got to be specific?
I mean, you got sandwiches, so I think chips could be on there as well.
Potato chips.
See you later, John. We appreciate it.
Chips not on there.
Hey, man. All right.
10 most common foods we pay for at work from vending machines does include potato chips, but you pay for those.
One of the major suggestions after people are done insulting him is pizza.
Pizza comes in at number 9.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Pizza's a fairly popular one. People order like 4 or 5 of them. They're in a box. You always go, why in the hell did you get that vegetable pizza that no one ever gets?
No one ever eats it. How many times do you need to do it before you stop
And then here's what happens. The other one is it's a Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
So you've got the pineapple and you've got the ham. So that already eliminates two pizzas that you could possibly eat.
But the
good
people
for you,
that,
no, I like a pineapple.
People that like Hawaiian pizza, they get away with murder. There's always just...
That's the last pizza left.
No, but there's always just enough people with horrible taste in your office, like Ted, like, that they will eat your Hawaiian pizza. The veg pizza, even vegetarians are like... I don't like
the pepperoni pizza is gone immediately. You should always order two pepperoni pizzas.
Bless
you. And if you do order a meat lover's pizza, that's normally the second one gone, followed by, I think, cheese and then all the other crap.
If you're going to order the vegetarian pizza, get the meat lover's pizza.
Okay. You guys have any more guesses as far as the 10 most free common food?
No offense. Donuts is killing. I cannot believe that's on there. It's so cookies.
Cookies and brownies come in at number 7 on the 10 most common free foods from work. So far, coffee, sandwiches, cookies and brownies, and pizza. You guys are missing a lot of drinks here. Just think about regular stuff we drink.
Soda.
Ted, what do you drink all the time, constantly?
Water?
Water. Water's number 2.
Well,
goddamn
free.
These are the 10 most common free foods. I didn't go over the goddamn survey.
I'm just saying it's water.
Soda, did you guys say soda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Regular soda, number 3. Diet soda comes in at number 5.
We got to pay
for
it.
What else do we have in there to drink besides tea, soda, and water, and coffee? Did I say
energy
tea accidentally?
Tea. You did say tea.
Tea is the right answer. That's number 5.
They should give you tea free. It's goddamn tea. Mm-hmm.
Followed up by salads, and strangely enough, the last free food that some people get is chicken.
What?
I don't know how that worked out.
That is so random.
So again, these are the 10 most common free foods. Study looked at 5,200 office workers. Not saying John couldn't have gotten most of these, but at least some.
Come on. He would not have gotten
And number 1, coffee, followed by water, soda, sandwiches, tea, diet soda, salads, cookies and brownies, pizza, and chicken. The 10 most common foods that we pay for at work. Some double up. Soda, coffee, diet soda, sandwiches, potato chips, cookies and brownies, tortilla chips, French fries, don't ask me how,
French fries.
Chocolate candy, and crackers.
Okay, yeah. I can't believe donuts is not on.
Yeah,
that blows my mind.
I go to, I feel like there's donuts hanging out all the time.
What office can I go to and buy French fries?
What office can I go to where I have to buy water?
Okay, there you go on your guesses. As good
French
as
fry
you.
Options, I've nice.
That is real nice.
Mm-hmm, that would be great. Like,
well, a lot of
deep fryer.
A lot of places have real cafeterias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see them
all
the time in the building.
In buildings we don't work in.
That's exactly right. I was just going to say.
Everywhere we don't work.
They have a full cafeteria. They have, like, you know what I mean, like a coffee espresso stand. I'm like, Google hooks it up right for their employees.
Google, Amazon.
Oh, my God, man. They got everything.
Sons of bitches.
Still to come, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day, and we'll review some men's room rules. Coming up next, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day, but First.
The Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
Oh, yes. Time once again for Men's Room Rules. The complete list of rules is available at mensroomlive.com. They're all nice and categorized up for you. And every once in a while, we take a little time to see if we can put some of these rules that you submit into law. And away we go on some Men's Room Rules. Hey, everyone. I'd like to submit the following. No man should turn off the lights in the bathroom when leaving, unless asking if anyone is inside the bathroom and no one responds. Yes, it's kind of funny, but pooping should be done in peace, not figuring out where the light switch is. Thanks, guys. That from Crazy Carl. In other words, Crazy Carl saying, just check if someone's still in there before you turn out the lights when you leave the bathroom.
No. Listen, if I turn out the lights and you're in the bathroom taking a dump, I am very aware that you're in the bathroom taking a dump, and I did it very intentionally because I find it funny. I hear what you're saying. It's been done to me, and it's frustrating. It's not so much frustrating. It's that moment where you're like, all right, I got to get from this stall, presumably to the door of the bathroom, mm-hmm. where the light switch would be,
yep.
and then back to my stall before anyone opens the door.
Okay.
And that's the real challenge, man. I'm sorry. It's too funny for me to rule on this.
I'm with him. I think we should outlaw it.
You think we should outlaw it?
No. Yeah.
No, that's a great prank
to
pull off someone. Oh, my God, dude. I even did it to myself. Probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, okay? We have light sensors in the bathroom.
Yeah.
We get done with the program, and I have to go do my thing. Well, I'll take a little time, went outside, smoked some weed, came back inside. I'm sitting there at my desk. I'm like, it's on. I got to do this. So I go into the bathroom, and I'm having a text conversation with, like, my dad or somebody. Anyway.
No better time.
Yeah, he's supposed to text me back, but I'm going to the bathroom. I take my phone. So I sit down in there. I'm waiting for his response. I think it was about a gift that I was going to get someone. Anyway, I'm waiting and waiting. I get on Instagram. I'm in the seated position. Start scrolling through Instagram. Next thing you know,
I'm liking pics. You know what I mean? Now I move on to Twitter. Still feel like I got a little bit more business. And light goes out.
How long were you in there?
At least 5 minutes.
It's longer than that.
It's longer than that.
It's got to be, right?
I think it's a 10 or 15 minute window.
I was giving myself a safe 5 minutes, okay? Now.
You'll get your five.
Now it's pitch black, so I figure if I just stand up, I'm in the back stall.
Doesn't matter.
And I wave or whatever. Well, the sensor's in the front.
Sensor's right when you walk in.
When you walk in the door.
Yeah, the door has to move, man.
So nothing's happening. So now, basically, I do a blind wipe.
Right, it's pitch black. Did you use your phone to guide yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Did you use the phone to look at your toilet paper?
Exactly what I did, yes. I set it up on the paper towel rack, and I turned the light on, and I looked to make sure that that's exactly how I got out of there.
Make sure you're wiping your own ass.
But it was still a challenge. You know what I mean? Like the whole thing. So I don't know about this one.
No.
I got caught up in a damn game that a bunch of dudes were playing with each other. Like, so I'm in the bathroom. They don't know I'm in there, and they turn out the lights. But I was already in there, so I just kind of peed in the dark. And then, like, when I was leaving, they're like, don't put on the lights. I was like, all right. They're like, did you just pee in the dark? I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. You guys are playing this game, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. So then I go back into the bar, and I'm kind of chit-chatting with them. And the one guy actually knew the show. He's like, oh, sorry, you got caught up in the dark game.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing?
If you don't play to the darkness.
All those in favor, say aye.
Nay.
Nay. Yeah, you got to keep the dark game up, I think.
It's just too fun.
It's one of the last games that you can play where there's really no harm, no foul.
Yeah, no harm, no foul. You're an adult. Let's have some fun.
Right, exactly.
And it's a coworker. I was talking about this with Castle today. Like, we might get in trouble. Trouble's relative to how you feel about it. Like, a lot of times people are mad at me, right? And I recognize you're mad at me, but I don't have the sense that I'm in trouble because I just don't care. You know what I mean? Like a cop can be mad at you. And, I mean, they yell at you, they admonish you, but if they're not going to arrest you, you're not in trouble. He's mad, but you're in trouble.
This brings up an interesting question. How does a blind person know when they're done wiping?
I bet you they have the dirtiest butts.
You know what I'm saying?
On average.
I mean, like, because I always take a look to make sure that it's clean. You know what I mean? When the paper's clean.
I bet you they wipe on, yeah. Right? Wouldn't you? I'm wiping my ass until it bleeds.
Because that's
I wouldn't smell it every time. You might dap your nose.
If you have a potential rule, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject men's room rules, and away we go. All right, Wobbit, have we made it to drink attack?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose 56-year-old Peter Emery of Pinellas Park, Florida. Now, last week, Peter broke into someone's house, went straight to the medicine cabinet. Once he was there, he broke into a lockbox and found a bottle labeled hydrocodone. You're probably thinking he stole the bottle. No, he did not. Instead, he just dumped a bunch of the pills into his hand, and then he left, right? He was going to do them later. That's when Peter discovered that in spite of the bottle's label, he had not stolen hydrocodone pills. He'd stolen a handful of Equate Gentle Laxative, which promises, and I quote, predictable overnight relief. But keep in mind, it's only predictable, however, if you know that it's a laxative. Let's just say for Peter, not so predictable. In spite of this, he ended up being arrested anyway and charged on a felony because he has a long rap sheet of stealing drugs from other people.
Damn.
So it's marked hydrocodone. He got himself a handful of laxatives. And like I said, in spite of their pitch that it's a predictable relief, not so predictable for Peter.
And that's the opposite of what opiates do to you.
Right. Opiates
he
back
you probably up. Needed that then more than he's on opiates. Yeah, he probably got a nice clean one in the morning.
Well, he probably got relief, just not the predictable variety.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty smart move, though, man. If you have hydrocodone, and apparently he knew this person who he stole from, you know your friends.
Good bowel move, but it's pretty hard to beat.
It really is, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
Sorry. I just like the idea that someone pooped themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, let us drink. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! It's going to contest it online for profile. This will take caller 9 coming up. 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is getting-
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.